As we've journeyed through this Lenten season, we've been asking the questions why we as a people of God do the things we do. Why worship? Why gather? Why pray? Why serve? Why give? And on this night, when we remember Jesus' last meal with his disciples and his washing their feet, it's only appropriate that we ask the question, why love? As you just heard Eddie read, Jesus gave them a mandate. He said, I give you a new commandment that just as you love one another, just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Why love? Well, the answer is simple, because Jesus told us to do so. Jesus said, he commanded us that we should love one another. Now, we call this day of Holy Week Maundy Thursday. And Maundy comes from the word mandatum, which is a Latin word, and it means mandate or commandment. Now, it is not in my job description to rename holy days, but I think, as someone suggested, it would be nice if we could rename this word Maundy, which very few of us understand, to something like Love One Another Thursday, or maybe the last thing Jesus really wanted us to know Thursday. Now, this is the message that we need to hear. That Jesus said that other people would know us by how we love one another. I just spent 2 weeks in Atlanta with my daughter waiting for my third grandson to be born, who came 9 days late. But every time I held baby Jonah or my other two older grandchildren would crawl on my lap and cuddle and give me a hug, I was overwhelmed with love in every part of my being. As much as I was ready to come back to Nashville after spending 15 days in Atlanta, I confess that I was a little sad and teary-eyed when I held Jonah for the last time and hugged my other two grandchildren and daughter goodbye. Why love? Well, in moments like these, how can you not love? And I know that God looks at each of us and sees a beloved child, a beloved daughter, a beloved son. Despite all our failings, all our sins, just like when I hold my new grandson in my arms and am overwhelmed with love, God loves us. But I have to say, I think about the many times when, during those 2 weeks, no matter how much I tried to show those two older grandchildren how much I loved them, they only wanted mommy. Mommy, 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 no, mommy. As much as I loved them, there were those moments. You know, when I must say that when I think about why love, I don't struggle with that. I mean, I know why we love, because Jesus told us that we should love one another. What I have a challenge with is the who and the how. At the end of the day, Jesus told us we are to love everyone. Jesus said, you've heard it said that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. As Aaron reminded us a few weeks ago, Jesus loves some pretty seedy characters. But when we spend time with God in prayer, our hearts and minds are transformed, and God's priorities become our priorities, and we love the people that Jesus loved. Loving Jesus is, like Jesus loved, is not an easy kind of love. It's a down-in-the-trenches, awkward kind of love. It's a choice we make to love as Jesus loved. Let us be honest, people can be wonderful and they can be hard. There's a Peanuts cartoon where Linus is crying, I love mankind, it's the people I can't stand. So how do we love our enemies and those we deem unlovable or other? We simply try to see them as loved and cherished by God. As we earlier confessed together, we do not love generously. We are capable of denying and betraying God and one another. And just as we in our mix of righteousness and sin are embraced by the outstretched arms of Christ on the cross, so are those we deem unlovable and other. Many of you know at West End that one of my responsibilities is to be the first responder when anyone comes to ask for assistance, whether they walk in or they call in. Anytime my phone rings and the caller ID says receptionist, I just know someone's waiting downstairs. And I pick it up and they'll say, Lisa, can you come down? I walk down the three flights of stairs and I try to listen patiently as the person shares with me what they might need. It may be a bus pass, it may be food, clothing, it may be assistance for a bill. I can't always help them, but I do what I can. And it's not always easy. I confess one time, after listening to a woman go on and on and on and on for about 30 minutes with her story and never really telling me what she needed, I finally said, "I am so sorry, but could you just please tell me what you need from me?" Sometimes people come and they could use a bath, and it's really difficult to really sit that close to them and try to listen and hear what they have to say. And I have what I call my regulars, people who come in frequently. There's one man who has been here many times, and I think three or four times I put him on a Greyhound bus to another state. About 6 months later, I walk down those stairs and turn the corner, and there he is again. There are days when it's really a struggle to show compassion, and sometimes it's difficult to really believe the stories people are telling me. Or it's the first of the month, and I've just gotten call after call after call. When I'm in about that eighth call, I almost can't do it anymore. But then I recall Thomas Merton's words, "Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy." And I remember with gratitude how blessed and fortunate I am that I don't have to humble myself and come ask for help. There, but for the grace of God, go I. I pray that on behalf of West City United Methodist Church, that I'm able to show love. Oh God, help me to love them as Jesus has loved me. I know for many this time, this Holy Week has been darker than others as we've mourned the loss of our pastor, former pastor Michael Williams. And, you know, as I've traveled with Jesus during these days of Holy Week and to the journey to the cross, the question, why love, has become more than a question. It's become more of a cry. Why love? As hard as it is to love people that are other and, you know, that we deem other, is loving those persons who love us back that can really break our hearts. C.S. Lewis says, "Christian love is the most costly investment you will ever make. To love is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken." I know all our hearts were broken when we heard the news of the loss of Michael Williams. Yes, loving others can be hard in so many ways. Love can be difficult and frustrating, and it can break our hearts. And yes, we should love others because Jesus commanded us to do so. But the real reason we love is because God loved us first through Christ. We cannot love like Christ without Christ. We do not have the power to love others by ourselves. God's mighty act in Christ, laying down his life and picking it up again, gives us the power to love one another. On this Holy Thursday, we meet at the table. All are welcome to come, those who betray friends and will do so again, those who will deny and will curse before the night is up. We, like the disciples, ask, "Lord, is it I?" The answer is always, "Yes." Then we remember, knowing what was to come later that night, how Jesus knew his disciples would fail him, how he washed their feet, even the feet of Judas, who would soon betray him. In a few minutes, we'll celebrate communion together, and we'll hear the phrases that we're told that Jesus said on that night so long ago as he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples. On the night Christ was betrayed, he took the bread and he blessed it, and he gave it to his disciples. We hear this all the time. But what if we heard these words just as often? On the night Jesus was betrayed, he turned to his disciples and said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you love one another." Tonight, as we eat this bread and drink from this cup, know that we are choosing no less than to feast upon Christ's love for us and then bring that feast to others. If every person who called themselves Christian would do this, no one would ever have to ask who we follow. They would know by the love we have for each other. Let us love.